The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Sunday and we're in the crypt. It's me and Nicola Duke. Yeah, me and Nicola in the crypt. You know what I'm saying? All right. Check it out. So we're looking at some cryptocurrencies, and I've got to say, I've not, because I'm partly locked out. I'm back into certain accounts now. Some of my accounts have been locked out because I lost my phone, couldn't get back in. I'm sort of back in, half back in, but I've not been keeping an eye on it. But I've noticed I'm in a group on Twitter, and they've been saying there's a big sell-off happening, so I opened up my Exodus wallet, and I see that my balance is pretty much half of what it was a couple of weeks back. I think, right, that's not looking too good. So what's going on here? Why is this big sell-off?
I could tell you technical reasons. I think it's to do with this Bitcoin Segwit split thing that they're still discussing. And, you know, markets don't hate uncertainty. It's not going to be decided until the beginning of August.
Yeah, well, let's explain that, because I've seen bits of this. I'm not sure. So Bitcoin, there are developers there who disagree about the way it's going, aren't they? They want to split it. Is that right? What are they splitting? I don't understand. How is this working?
Well, I think they have to. So if you hold Bitcoin, they'll give you a couple of other coins and devalue the Bitcoin so that it can do more. I think technicals are my specialty. I think that the thing is it's between the, you know, developers and the miners, and
yeah,
and there's something similar going on in Ethereum. There's a discussion, and so this is the cause of the uncertainty. And so until it's decided, which will be the end of the month, people are getting out. So
it's the 1st of August. That's why. So a lot of Bitcoin users are concerned about the upcoming August 1st deadline. A user activated soft fork is scheduled to go into effect on that date. As a result, the chain split is more than likely to outcome. So, I don't understand. But like you said, it's uncertainty. But surely, if blockchain and Bitcoin is the future, then, you know, times like these, I see as an opportunity. Now, I've not got a lot in cryptocurrencies, but I've got a little toe in there just to keep an eye on it, you know. And so when situations like this happens and there's a big sell-off, I can jump in a little bit and take advantage, hopefully, because I do believe it's, you know, it is the future, isn't it, you know, because there's so many companies now, you know, massive companies, big companies that are putting investment into this, and they're setting up their own blockchains and the way of doing things, and it is proven, you know, it's safer rather than have everything on one computer. It's all decentralized, and it's also can be cheaper, so it's going to work, I think, isn't it?
And I think really what we've just seen is wave one. Mm. And now, you know, we're seeing wave two. Wave two can come all the way back almost, you know, as long as it doesn't make a new all-time low, like these wave twos can come all the way back. And I think if we look at, you know, daily charts, these rallied so fast. If we look at where the 200-day moving average is on Ethereum and in Bitcoin, all that, we know we're talking about big sell-offs and stuff, but we're not back to the 200-day moving average yet.
Okay,
so
yeah.
That's really where you kind of say, okay, if we go below that, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
But I really don't think we will. So I think, you know, for me, I look at it, I think Ethereum in Euro, we're going to find support around 100. I think that Ethereum in US dollars, depends which exchange you're with, you know, like Bitfinex is around 110, but some of the others, the support is around 120. So, we've got a little bit further to fall, you know, might come back to 100. And so if you're an early investor, I think you just have to buckle up. You know, this is not the ideal place to exit your position, is it? Let's be honest.
No. And it's people who exit right now, you lose their bottle,
yeah,
and never get back in, lose their money. You've got to sort of... But the thing is, I always say, you know, it's just old adages, cliches in financial investing ring true, and they're cliches because there's a ring of truth to them, and that's why they hang around. And the one cliche you should always, you know, stick by is never invest anything you're not prepared to lose, you know, you can't afford to lose, you know, because
right,
if you're chucking things in there that you're relying on and hoping to be rich, there's a good chance you'll be poor, you know. So only invest in what you can afford to lose, and then scale in if there's opportunity like that is coming up now, because there'll always be opportunity. There's always sell-offs in any market, you know, from AIM stocks to FTSE 100 companies, there's always sell-offs. And that's how, you know, a good investor takes advantage of that. And they look at it and say, listen, you know, and especially with big stocks. I look at FTSE, like, I'm going to BT at the moment and looking at that. I'm thinking, and that, it's starting to show a bottom in BT, you know, and I'm thinking, this is a big company with a lot of cash flow. They've got a big dividend. And I think it's time to sort of wait a little bit until the trend is good or the bottom's confirmed properly and start piling in. And, you know, at the bottom, it's not exactly at the bottom, of course, but you can see when the trend has changed a little bit, can't you? And that's time to take advantage, isn't it? When the sell-off's happened and the trend is changing and it's going back to a bullish position, that's when you need to pile in, isn't it?
Yeah, and you need to keep an eye on it. Yeah. And I think, and quite often it is smarter for people to get out because if they don't and they... If some people, you know, mentally can do it, and other people, you know, will be so depressed by the time we get down and we're turning up again that all they'll be waiting to do is get out of the position that they rode all the way down instead of buying more and investing. So, you know, you're not mentally set to be ready for it, really.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Well, if you're a trader, you've got to keep your eye on it all the time. If you're an investor, if you're an investor, you can choose to take the longer view, but as an investor, like I say, you should be more cautious because you can't keep an eye on it all the time. So it's a long-term view. You don't put everything into it, you know, so... But always, risk is always the thing. So what do you reckon?
These big coins have been a massive drag on some of the smaller ones, a massive drag on some of them. But some of them are holding up really well. Like I was just looking at some and seeing what's doing okay. Stellar's doing okay. Vertcoin is doing okay. I like the look of that one.
What did you say, first of all? Stellar? I didn't hear what you said.
Stellar,
okay. All right.
Stellar.
Bitcoin is down.
STR.
Okay, yeah.
For Stellar.
I'm just looking at some of those folders here. I mean, Bitcoin is down. It's quite holding up quite well. 6.5% down last 24 hours. Ethereum is down 18%. Ripple down 16%. Litecoin's not too bad. 3.3% down. IOTA is only up 6.4%.
Litecoin has some pretty good support, you know, around 36. Litecoin in US dollars has really good support around 36.90, 36.96. I'd like to see that hold. If it doesn't, it's going to come back to 30.54, which is a 50% retracement. That's possible, but I think that the higher support level at 37-ish, 36.90 is better.
Okay, cool. Have you seen this Chaincoin? Is up 61%. I saw a video on Chaincoin. Did you see the video on Chaincoin the other day? But this guy called the Wall of Buying. They're buying. Every time there's a sell-off, they buy. There's a community of them, and they keep buying all the time. Anytime there's a sell-off, they just buy. So they buy up all the loose stock. And it's been rising like crazy. And so they've got this, and he does live videos, well-followed communities, you know.
Yeah, but you see, this is danger, right? We'll tell everybody, this is like, you know, the Bernanke put until it doesn't work. You know, we'll tell everybody you cannot lose money by buying Chaincoin.
I know.
And everybody, or part of the day that happens, the guys will say, oh, yeah, we're not doing this anymore, thanks.
Yeah, so we changed our strategy, yeah. I know, so it's a bit of worry, I thought. But it isn't so far anyway.
Which they suck everybody in, they can unload off them. But yes, at the moment, Chaincoin has a permanent bid.
yeah, exactly.
So Stratus isn't doing too badly.
Good. I own some of that. I own Stratus.
Stratus.
Ethereum. What else do I own? Factom, whatever it's called. Fatcom. And Ethereum. And what else is it?
Steam
EOS.
Is
EOS
is taking that. Very bad.
Yeah,
EOS is back on the legs.
Hammering EOS has. So it's like below where I bought it at in the ICO.
Okay, I still think that EOS, is, from everything I've seen and read, is a really great
long-term
prospect.
Yeah.
Okay, and so I think that it just got a bit overdone on the ICO. And for me, it's not gone below the launch yet on the Kraken. So that's it's not retested the opening, and that's down in US dollars, EOS US dollars at 0.9890, so sort of one. So I think that the round number one, as we very often see in AIM stocks, should be quite an interesting floor for EOS.
I'm
certainly waiting for that.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Marvellous. Nick,
I will have some charts for you.
cool. Send them over, and I'll put them up on the blog. They'll be able to look at the charts you're looking at. And listen, it's a wild yeah. west. The cryptocurrency is a wild west.
I would say to people, listen, if you've ridden it all the way down, this is a really terrible time to get out. Unless you know you can't afford to stay in, be patient, because they'll all go up again. Right when everybody's given up, they'll all go up again.
Yeah, it's a horrible lesson to learn, but that's the stock market. That's investing. You get punished where it hurts you the most. You're trying to make money, and it takes money off you.
We've learned some hard lessons.
Yeah, definitely.
Haven't we?
Yeah, exactly.
They do hurt.
Yeah, I got battle scars. I mean, I've had big losses, and because of that, I'm a lot more careful now. I'm not trying to be rich overnight. And therefore, I won't get poor overnight, hopefully, you know. So
Don't put too much into one thing. There's no one thing that's going to, one big hitter. But
know your risk, know your reward. Cheers, Nick. Yeah. Send me the charts,
and
I'll put them on the thing. Have a nice weekend, and I'm away next week, of course. So we'll speak in a week's time.
Enjoy your holiday.
Yeah. Cheers, Nick. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.